I got better since last year.
The moment I realized I needed to turn my life around, you know, I was working at a surf shop. I wanted to play football again, and that was kind of the aha moment for me. Just seeing my brother playing ball and excelling young in his career, and you know, understanding the talent that I had. When I went and told the people at the school I was going to, hey, look, I'm going to come out for the football team. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm here to play. And that was kind of it for me.
Welcome to Chicago, man. It's good to be here. It's great to be here.
Have you looked back at what you did to get here and what you overcame? Do you ever think about that stuff?
Coming from where I started to where I am now, there have been some meandering paths that I've traveled on.
How many looks in the mirror did you have?
You know, a lot. Am I not hungry? Am I not the same, you know, pissed off kid that I was looking for respect? And you kind of have to check yourself every once in a while and stay hungry.
That pissed off side that you speak of, is that important to have? And is that also part of who you are?
You know, it's definitely something that has been ingrained in me since I was younger on the playing field. I think I might get it from my dad, I'm not sure, because I don't see my mom being very violent. I enjoy the game. It's a lot of fun. I like getting after people. I like putting my hands on people. I'm at the point now where I'm just trying to do my job the best of my ability, and I'm kind of a goofball. And you need to understand that there's a time to work and there's a time to have fun, and I toe that line pretty hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's guys you can look up to like Garza and Slauson.
It's out of a three-man bunch.
Who are serious, serious, serious guys. And I think it's a good balance. I think it's what makes us a good group.
How would you define goofball?
Oh, man.
As it pertains to you.
Goofball, I like to have fun. You know, I keep it light. If you're going to be here from 6 in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon every day from, what is it, April to February, you might as well have some fun. You're going to be with the same guys every day, so break up the monotony, have a little fun.
All night long, baby. Hey, all night long.
Turn around through that screen right there, and you see number 75 long in a Bears uniform after a father who played a Hall of Fame career with the Oakland Raiders. What's that mean to you?
I mean, when I run out of the tunnel on Sundays and I'm wearing 75 and I have, you know, L-O-N-G across my back, I know I'm not only carrying with me the things that I've done in preparation for Sunday's games and Monday's games, but I'm also carrying with me the tradition of my father and the things that he was able to accomplish. And, you know, you can look at it any way you want, but at the end of the day, that's the reason why I wear the number. He's my hero, and, you know, sometimes when the times get tough out there on the field, I can kind of think about it, and I'll look up on the Jumbotron and I'll see 75 on my back. I'm like, let's go. Like, let's make something happen here.
He watches the game. Does he give you a lot of pointers? Same with your brother Chris at St. Louis.
Yeah, and as a defensive lineman, you get that perspective on things. So as an offensive lineman, I hear the things that he doesn't like as a defensive lineman, or when I see this, I'm going to do this. You know, he gives me a lot of those scenarios.
What wouldn't he like about playing against you?
You know, I haven't really put a lot of thought into that. He was so versatile, he could play everywhere. So I'd probably line up against him, you know, a handful of times in a game. I'm pretty sure he'd go with the up and under move. Step outside, club back inside. I would just get my inside hand on him and try to lock him down and wait for Garza to come smack
him. I used to go up against Kyle all the time.
Really?
In practice. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I was part of the 2013 draft.
Okay. Yep. So you're in your 20s. Right now.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
And
as you can see.
Yeah. Yeah. Looking fresh.
Yeah. Looking young. Looking dapper. Looking debonair. You know. Right now I'm like 26.
Okay.
I'll be 25.
How were your
next
year. First couple years in the league?
They were rewarding.
You're headed into your third season.
Yeah. 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 And I just retired abruptly. You know, I didn't want to.
Okay. I got it.
You know,
I got
just
it.
Dominate the league so much.
So
I just retired. You know, just because competition just wasn't there. And now I got this TV show, which is awesome for me.
It is awesome.